I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. A healthy amount of sleep is vital to restore and recharge our brain each day. Dr. Andrea Rinn is here to talk about what really goes on during sleep that promotes optimal brain function and well-being. Dr. Rinn is a physician in the Department of Pulmonary Critical Care and Sleep Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Rinn, give us a brief overview of how a good night's sleep can restore and recharge our mind and our brain.
Well, one of the leading theories of why we sleep is recovery from activities that occur during wakefulness. We know that sleep improves memory and mood and even creativity. Most of the research indicates that every stage of sleep is thought to serve a function in this recovery.
And what really is going on during sleep that helps with these sorts of brain functions that you're mentioning?
While you're sleeping, your brain is really quite active. Short-term memories that start out in a part of the brain called the hippocampus during wakefulness are transferred into the cortex in order to be long-term memories. Memories that may not be significant or pruned during sleep. An example might be a memory of an incidental tree seen on the side of the road weeks ago. This pruning is thought to save space for more significant memories that may come along.
On the flip side of things, when people are really sleep deprived, how is the brain or the mind impacted negatively?
Getting less than the optimal amount of sleep can impair memory, mood, creativity, and depression, anxiety, and other mental health disorders have been linked to poor sleep. We sometimes think of it as cause and effect, but it's likely bidirectional, meaning that mental health issues probably impact sleep quality. And then poor sleep may also impact mental health disorders and their development.
How much sleep is really needed for this sort of restoring and recharging of the brain?
Most of the research indicates that between 7 to 9 hours is the optimal amount of sleep for most people. Interesting thing about the brain is that it's not good at determining whether or not it's functioning optimally. In other words, many people who've had sleep debt or loss are really unaware of the consequences. It's much like the drunk driver who feels that they are fine to drive when they're really impaired.
What can we do to get a good night's sleep?
I think the first step is chiseling out enough time for sleep. And if you're having trouble getting to sleep or staying asleep or having daytime consequences of sleepiness, attention, or concentration, then seeking advice from a medical professional.
Dr. Rinn, thanks for providing this information about sleep and the brain.
Thank you for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.